This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Our guest today is Courtney Provan, the museum manager at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame. And a few months ago, we had on the man who started all this, R. Murray Walker, on this program for 10 minutes with famous artist D.A. Dunford, who lives a mile away from where we're taping, the famous realism artist. And we're going to be talking about really a magnificent building that tells a lot of stories. This is the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame. And I was telling Courtney Provan, our guest today, that my parents, when I was a little boy, used to play Guy Lombardo music. And here is his famous raceboat. I never knew he was a boat racer.
Yeah, a lot of people have similar stories to you, that they grew up New Year's listening to Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians Orchestra. And what they didn't know was that he was also a passionate boat racer. So he had a series of boats that he raced named Tempo, which is a very fitting name for any kind of musician. And we have Tempo 7, which was one of the last boats that he raced.
So did he had seven Tempo boats altogether?
Yes, and he created them racing for the Harmsworth Trophy, which during the 40s, 50s, and 60s was the pinnacle trophy for the hydroplanes and boat races that were existing in the time. And Guy Lombardo, unfortunately, never did win the Harmsworth Trophy, but we do have a Harmsworth Trophy winner here, which is Miss Super Test 3.
Yes, I've looked at that boat. I want to tell our audience a little bit about Courtney Provan, the museum manager at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame. She was raised in Muskoka. Courtney has a deep love of local heritage to her work. After a brief career in banking, she shifted her focus to the museum world, contributing her skills to the Muskoka Lakes Museum and Muskoka Arts and Crafts. Our guest today, Courtney Provan, with the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame. And it's a beautiful facility. Murray gave me a tour of this a few months ago. So let's talk a little bit about your role here as a museum manager. Courtney Provan, what do you do here?
So I am in charge of overseeing all the exhibits, all of the collections, and then sharing those with the audiences. So part of that is cataloging objects that come in with our exhibits here. Most of the boats are on loan. We like to change up the exhibits every year, so we keep people coming back and seeing something new. So that is recording everything that comes in, knowing who it belongs to, making note of conditions so that we know if there's any incoming damage or anything that might be at risk for damage. Mm-hmm. So we note those things, and then when they get returned, doing outgoing condition reports to make sure that we keep it in the condition that we received it in. And then cataloging everything, finding connections between all the objects, managing to tell those stories and doing research on objects and their relevance to our mission of sharing the Canadian achievements in boat racing, not just trophy winners, but also innovation, drivers, racers, telling all of their stories.
It's a beautiful facility. Looking at it right now with all these old beautiful wooden mahogany boats that are just magnificent, and also they have banquet facilities here, I believe, for weddings or rentals.
Yes. Yep, we've had a few weddings this summer. This was our past first summer that we were fully opened. So we had a number of weddings. We have a number of celebrations of life. It's a great place to kind of remember past loved ones who were passionate about the water and things that happened, as well as anniversary parties and birthdays. We have a great facility here. We have a lot of parking, which can be scarce in Muskoka. And it's just like a bright, clean, modern facility.
With old Race old, boats.
Wonderful race boats.
Okay. It's quite a contrast to the modern veneer, but under the roof, you see a lot of history here. Now, you're officially a charitable organization, and I understand you welcome donations. So if somebody would like to look up the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame, if you can give us your website and where people can donate if they want to preserve this great history of raceboat culture in Ontario.
Yeah, our website is www.canadianraceboats.com. There are multiple ways of donation. You can give us a monetary donation. You could sign up to be one of our annual supporters, so that gives you free admission. And depending on your tier, you can get free admission for you and your guests for the season, as well as other perks with discounts at our gift shop and discounts on renting our venue space. We also do donations in kind of various objects that we may need. For example, if we are looking for a particular boat or particular pieces of equipment, we're always interested in things to help us with that, like gantries or archive supplies. So if you have things like that kind of laying around you're looking for a new home for, reach out to us and we'll see what we can do.
Now, I imagine a lot of these old race boats here at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame are donated or on loan. If somebody is listening in Bracebridge, Gravenhurst, Huntsville, Buffalo, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and they have an antique race boat, how can they go about lending it to you or giving it to the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame?
Yeah, so like you said, most of the boats are on loan, and that gives us the opportunity to tell different stories. So if you do have or know a boat that did have significant achievement in racing, reach out to us. We are always planning future exhibits and have the next 5-odd years planned out. Next year, we're hoping to showcase the Grand Prix series of boats. So if you know of some famous Grand Prix boats, reach out to us and we'll figure out how we can make it work. We're in talks with people because we are the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame. We do want to tell national stories. So we're reaching out to people in Quebec and reaching out to people in British Columbia about their boats and whether or not they'd be interested in sharing them with us for a season and that we could tell their stories. So if you think you might have something interesting, you could send us an email. There is a contact us on our website that you can tell us what you have.
And tell the website, please.
The website is www.canadianraceboats.com.
Now, what if somebody, let's say in Buffalo or Detroit or Philadelphia, has an antique raceboat? Would you accept a donation or a loan from an American also?
We would be very interested. There's a number of boats by that were raced by Gar Wood, who is an American who raced in the 20s and 30s.
In Canada,
mm-hmm. Against Canadians, against other international people. We would love to show off some of his boats so that we can tell his story as well, because the Canadians competing against Gar Wood, it really developed racing in general, and it tells an international story in that sense. And then some of the other boats that have been bought and transferred to the U.S. might have had a brief career in Canada. There is a boat that we have on display now that is called Ariel 5, and it was just restored. And Ariel 5 was raced by a gentleman named Bill Braden in the 50s. And unfortunately, there was a race here near Huntsville, which is nearby, on Ferry Lake, and he crashed in that race and died. His boat was then lost to his family, and through connections that his son, Mike, and his brother, Bill Jr., found, they actually found it in the States. I think it was found in New York. So it had been purchased and taken to New York and then raced in the 60s under different names. So we can even find history of American boats that have raced with Canadians, that were raced by Canadians, made by Canadians, and we would be very interested in telling those stories.
And you have one of his boats here?
We have Ariel 5 here. It got restored last year. We had a big unveiling.
Now, is this the boat that he crashed in?
It is the boat that he crashed in, and okay. There you can see damage to the rudder of where the other boat ran over top of him, which is what caused the accident. And it's very unfortunate, but Mike was young at the time when it happened. He was only 3 years old when his dad unfortunately died. And so he didn't really know much about his dad. And then he found a box of boat racing information that his dad had and memorabilia. And Bill Braden came from Harry Greening's lineage, who raced against Gar Wood in the 20s and 30s. They had a very big rivalry. So it's not just necessarily that we're telling Canadian stories, because it is joined with Americans. They always competed with each other. We've always had a good friendly rivalry.
Good.
Miss Supertest became a champion boat because it kept trying to beat the American boat. So it was great.
Well, it's a wonderful effort. It's a magnificent museum. I'm here taping, remote taping, for the Bet AM 1520. If you have any thoughts or comments, as we cover much of Canada and 17 of the U.S. states, and we've received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, so drop us a note. Our guest today is Courtney Provan. My address is Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Courtney Provan. She's passionate about preserving stories, connecting communities, and celebrating Canada's rich raceboat history. She on this program would like to talk about their past exhibits focused on including women in racing. So we will talk about that. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Rick Platt, Ohio executive involved in international business, David Black, talking about voter registration, and Aliyah Nadim, Toledo, Ohio civic leader. Let's talk about the exhibits focusing on women in racing. Were there really a lot of women racing in the last 50 years?
There was, and it's very fascinating that boat racing has always been inclusive in competition. It has never segregated women classes and men's classes. They have always competed against each other. And so not just as women drivers, like Marion Carstairs, who was a famous British woman driver who raced with Gar Wood, Gar Wood. But then there were women mechanics like Lorna Reed Wilson, who her husband Harold Wilson was the driver and she was the mechanic. So she was the one fixing the boat as they were racing, climbing up, doing things in the engine, where Harold got to sit back and just drive. And they raced in the Miss Canada series of boats, which was an international winner. We actually have a photograph of Harold Wilson receiving the President's Cup with FDR in front of...
He raced in the U.S. and Canada.
Yes, so they raced internationally, and Lorna was right there racing with him. She was the one who was making sure that the boats were ready to go up together. And we try and tell everyone's story, and we want to make sure that we're inspiring the new generation of racers, be it little boys and little girls. We have a number of current female racers from the ages of 12 up to the ages of 25 and 42 that are actively racing in all categories, from the mini hydroplanes with the 40 horsepower Mercury engines all the way into the fancy F1 pickle fork tunnel boat design that internationally race and go super fast, like 120 miles an hour.
That very dangerous.
Seems scary to me. I'd much rather be looking at the boats than...
When I'm down in Florida on the intercoastal, on the East Coast, there is a cigarette boat, and it goes 100 miles an hour, and you hear it, but you can't even see it.
Yep.
Because it's going so fast, and people say down there in the Palm Beaches that if you'd hit a 2x4, You could explode at that type of speed hitting something.
Yes, and it's amazing the safety mechanisms that they've created, because that's always a possibility, and so you want to be prepared for it.
Right.
So if something like that happens with the tunnel boat designs, you're in this capsule that will stay together, but the rest of your boat kind of blows apart. And there are a lot of other kind of safety features that we've shared and told the stories of. For example, a gentleman, I believe his name was Jeff Lytle, who had a parachute that when he hit things and his boat would explode, his parachute would unveil and he would just float safely back down into the water.
That's a good idea. I never heard about that. Well, let's talk about you contributing your skills to the Muskoka Lakes Museum and Muskoka Arts and Crafts before coming here. What type of rich background did you have with those two entities to do so well here at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame?
I think a lot of it was connecting with the community and sharing their stories. So both the organizations featured heavily with the community. Muskoka Arts and Crafts is really well known for having a very large craft show in the summer here.
Right.
Everybody that has a cottage here has probably been to that craft show. And it features a lot of artists that have so many different skills, so many different mediums that they work at, and connecting and sharing their passionate stories. And that's a thing that I've really enjoys, when you talk to people and hear why they're passionate about something, and then you get passionate about it. And with the Muskoka Lakes Museum, having the rich history of Muskoka, having it start as early pioneer times, people trying to populate the land, giving out land grants, and telling everyone it was great for farming when it's really not, because it's on this very granite, rocky soil. So it became its main industry was tourism really early, and then the creation of a lot of the resorts that started as small cottages and then becoming these massive resorts like Windermere House and things like that, where a lot of tourists come from all over. There's also a big like Pittsburgh contingent of people that came to Muskoka for summer cottages, and residents internationally that still come to this day to come and visit, to come and have cottages and stay with us. And I love talking to people about their history and their, like, why they're here and what it is that they love about it. And then I love sharing those stories with others.
Again, if somebody would like to tour the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame or donate or loan a racing boat, antique racing boat, how do they do it?
So they can contact us. Go to our website, www.canadianraceboats.com. There's contact us as well as our phone number and email, so you can reach out to us. We are open by appointment from the months of November till April. So if you are coming up and you have a group of friends that want to be interested in seeing the boats and that, reach out to us. We'll make an appointment to come, and then we'll be working on unveiling our new exhibits for May 2026. And then we'll be open 7 days a week from May through October.
If somebody comes up here and brings a busload of 30 people, what is there for them to see here at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame?
Well, right now we do have the Women in Racing exhibit, as well as some of the original race boats that started from little family runabouts and then were modified to become fast racing boats like the Minette Shields Shadow and Little Miss Canada 2. And then we have the larger hydroplanes that are Grand Prix 222, which was raced by Art Asbury, Tempo 7, Guy Lombardo's boat, and Miss Super Test 3 that won the Harmsworth Trophy undefeated 3 years running.
Very good. It's a beautiful facility. I encourage all of our listeners to the Rusk Report and the Bet AM 1520 to come up and tour the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame in Bracebridge, Ontario. If you're listening in Bracebridge or South Buffalo or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14. 226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian, European listeners. I'd like to mention about the next year's focus. It will be on the Grand Prix Series, and as well as they're reaching out and appealing to a broader audience and how they change their stories up and focus on new areas. So it's worth coming out here for this. Again, our guest today is Courtney Proven, Museum Manager at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame in Bracebridge, Ontario. Let's talk a little bit more about this Grand Prix Series, if you could explain that in more detail. Courtney Proven.
So the Grand Prix Series of boats are a specific inboard hydroplane. So that means that the motor, the engine, is within the boat itself. It is not an outboard that is attached onto the motor, and they're usually like a V7 engine, and they can go extremely fast. So hydroplanes sailed across on top of the water, as opposed to like a V-bottom that pushes through the water. They were designed to sail on the water in similar ways that a plane flies through the air, and you could get some really crazy speeds with these boats. They would go, the Grand Prix GP222 Canadiana Grand Prix, that is one of our feature pieces here, shows it was Art Asbury, the driver's most stable boat. He felt safe in it, even going 180 kilometers per hour, and said that he would take it over any other boats going that fast. And these boats have raced since the 50s all over the place. The designs have changed a bit from the flatter, wider bottom to now a pickle fork design, where it has two kind of prongs sticking out the front. And those are the designs that you see in some of the F1s and things like that. But what puts the Grand Prix boats aside is that they have the motor inside, the engine is inside of the boat, as opposed to the outboard motors.
Let's talk about your racing simulator at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame in Bracebridge, Ontario. Can young and old alike try this racing simulator?
We have had kids as young as 2 sitting in it driving the boat. It has a throttle that you go push forward to go fast, the same way that you would in any kind of boat system. And we have had a gentleman at the age of 92 climb inside and go for it. So we would love to see if we can get older than that. But it is for young and old alike, all ages, all sizes, and all skill levels. I'm not very good, so if we can get some people that are better at it than me to help us unlock some of the levels, but it's a lot of fun. We've had a few of our racers get into the boat. For example, one of our women in racing, whose boat is on display here right now, Tammy Wolf, she climbed in it and raced in it, and she said it wasn't as easy as racing a boat, because you can feel the resistance against the water and that when you're in the boat, whereas unfortunately the simulator doesn't have that. But we encourage everyone, young and old, to try.
Very good. Again, our guest is Courtney Proven, Museum Manager at the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame, beautiful facility in Bracebridge, Ontario. Little plug here, on a cool autumn night, there's nothing better than sitting in a warm home with some good reading material. Now is a great time to get reacquainted with your Polish heritage by reading the Ampol Eagle newspaper. News, historic, and cultural features from the Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your door each week for just 75 cents. And that's the ampoleagle.com. or call 716-835-9454. We have still a minute left. Any story you'd like to tell us about here about these boats at the Canadian Raceboat?
I think my favorite stories so far have been listening to the people that come in and when they tell me that they saw Miss Supertest when they were 12. We had a gentleman come in who is a local doctor here, and he remembers being hired at the races in Picton, which is one of the places that Supertest raced a lot, to towel dry off the boat as it was lifted out of the water. And just hearing his stories from when he was young to now when he's in his 80s, but revisiting those moments. Wonderful. And hearing people's stories from when they saw them is just phenomenal to me. So I would love to hear everyone who has a story about those, about these boats.
Well, we've been learning a great deal of the story of the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame, just minutes outside of downtown Bracebridge, Ontario, Canada. Our guest has been Courtney Provan, Museum Manager of the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame. Special thanks to our Director of Production for 20 years, Kevin Carr. Thank you for enlightening us about the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame, Courtney Provan. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.